Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
And with Monday's 830 on the Go, I'm Mark Fry. Among today's top stories, it's a special day for some at the Minnesota State Fair. School districts are looking to fill open bus driver positions, and there's new information for Minnesota seniors about a big price drop for many of their prescription drugs. Our top story is summer blast of heat and humidity is rocking Minnesota. Temperatures topping out in the 90s Monday with the heat index making it feel like triple digits. National Weather Service forecaster Joe Calderon.
There's a cold front that's west of Minnesota that's kind of stuck in the Dakotas. That combined with strong southerly winds bringing in a lot of heat and also moisture from the southern United States, bringing it into our neck of the woods.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect until tonight when some strong storms will help wash away the high humidity. Then the relief comes with tomorrow's high temperatures in the low 80s. By the end of the week, we'll top out in the 70s.
Folks lining up here at the Salvation Army on West 7th in St. Paul for groceries today. Here's Major Fred Mead.
There's a lot more folks waiting in the lobby today than instead of lining up outside. So the heat is a factor, and people are doing their best to stay out of it today.
Some people like Devin Vandershagen.
Are you glad to have the Salvation Army to dip into and cool off?
Yes, I am.
And what else are you guys here for today?
Getting some food.
Okay.
At the food shelf here.
The Salvation Army has 7 different cooling stations open today to keep people safe. In St. Paul, Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Well, it is day 5 of the Minnesota State Fair, and one of the first orders of business today at the fairgrounds, the swearing-in of new citizens.
I hereby declare on oath.
Federal Court Chief Judge Patrick Schultz administers the Oath of Allegiance at the International Bazaar's main stage. More than 80 people from 16 countries took part in the ceremony. Jesus Carrillo is one of 9 from Mexico.
Oh, it was something that, like a dream, like my dream came true, you know, it's like something that I thought it was impossible, but, you know, with the help of God and all my people that surround me, made this possible.
It was a special ceremony for Judge Schultz, whose grandparents both immigrated to the United States. At the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A 57-year-old man is in jail facing charges after police say he stole thousands of dollars in poll tab money from a Sartell, Minnesota gas station. Happened early yesterday morning at the BP on First Street Northeast and Benton Drive. Investigators say the suspect showed a knife while demanding the money from the clerks. Police used the store surveillance video to identify the man, who was arrested later in the day buying poll tabs at a convenience store in nearby Sauk Rapids. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives in Minneapolis Sunday taking shots at Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
4 more years of these policies are simply unthinkable. But after being in control and in power for the last 4 years, they spent their entire Democrat National Convention blaming Donald Trump for their failures.
Johnson spoke in front of the former 3rd Precinct Police Headquarters building that remains shuttered after getting torched by protesters during the post-George Floyd riots. He criticized the governor's response to the violence and the support by Harris of a nonprofit that helped pay for the release of jailed protesters. There may be more t-shirts and buttons sold out than there are still on sale at the Minnesota State Fair's DFL booth. Through the first 3 days of the fair, they have wrung out more than 6,000 sales and brought in nearly $200,000. That's more than any other state fair over 12 days. Ken Tenius of Anoka is a volunteer.
We were here Saturday when I was volunteering for the Education Minnesota, and this place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon was packed, and people were just buying stuff right and left. That tells you something.
Those Harris Walz camo caps sold out in a few hours. On opening day, they are accepting orders for home delivery, which may take several weeks. Many metro school districts are still dealing with a bus driver shortage as the school year begins.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, schools statewide have continued to struggle with driver shortages, causing interruptions and delays for students. President of the Minnesota School Bus Operators Association, Bethany Bertram, says the need for drivers goes beyond filling in routes.
Bus drivers really do make a big difference. I mean, you hear it all the time. They're the first person involving the school day and the last person that a student sees. And so you set the tone for that day by saying good morning, by welcoming them on the bus. You set the tone for how their day is going to go.
Bertram says the training and licensing process usually only takes about 2 weeks to complete. With the shortage, many companies are offering signing bonuses for new drivers. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Officials with the Minnesota Department of Health say it's not clear when the new COVID vaccine will arrive in the state after being approved by the FDA last week. State epidemiologist Dr. Ruth Linfield says Minnesota is experiencing a surge in COVID cases right now. She says folks headed to the state fair or other crowded places may want to take precautions.
If you want to add extra protection from getting infected, I would consider wearing a mask, especially if you're going to be in a crowded indoor setting.
Health officials say the new vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar joining U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra to get the word out to Minnesota seniors about a big price drop for many of their prescription drugs.
This week marks the second anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act that ultimately made the drop in prescription prices possible. But Klobuchar says there's still more work to do to keep up the fight against big drug companies.
While we speak, the big drug companies are spending millions to try to stop us in our tracks, but they are losing. In fact, they have not won one of their challenges to this negotiation law. They are 0-7. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good.
About 9 million people with Medicare coverage take at least one of the 10 drugs impacted and are poised to save $1.5 billion as a result of these new negotiated prices. In St. Paul, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The craft beer scene is taking center stage at the Great Minnesota Get Together.
We have over 200 individual craft beers here from more than 90 Minnesota craft breweries and brew pubs from all over the state of Minnesota.
That's Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild Executive Director Jessica Talley. If alcohol isn't your jam, there's good news with the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild offering their first ever NA flight at this year's Minnesota State Fair.
Things like ciders and seltzers and sodas, but more importantly, non-alcoholic craft beer.
Talley says Minnesota's non-alcoholic craft beer scene is booming.
We see breweries pursuing that because they want their spaces to be welcoming and inviting and positive for everyone.
Of course, you can find the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild in the Egg Hort Building. And no doubt there's plenty to eat, drink, ride, hear, and see at the state fair, but who would have expected half-naked firefighters?
The firefighters are here at the Union Pavilion for just a few more hours.
Good-looking women and shirtless men with amazing physiques who are firefighters to boot? Yeah, it's a hot item.
There's actually truly nothing like it. I agree.
The purpose is to sell calendars and raise money for Safe Hands Rescue, a pet adoption agency, and Operation Warm. Fireman Tim Hemquist
raises money for underprivileged youth. We buy winter coats and distribute them around the fall to local schools around the area.
And Claire was pretty stoked to have them sign hers.
Stalo? Yeah. Here we go. They all wrote me a little nice note, and that's something I'll have forever.
Of course, she's helping out two great causes. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There's a men and women's calendar, each selling for $25. Thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.